H2 Introduction, Rethinking Where We Live / H2. P. For nearly two centuries, most ordinary people have been bound by a hidden premise. You must live in one fixed place, because only that place's labor market pays for your skills, and only that place provides the healthcare, education, housing, and social network you depend on. This premise is so deep-rooted that we rarely question it. We assume settling down is the only correct form of adult life, and that leaving means drifting, risk, and instability, / P. P. But today this premise is quietly dissolving under technology, networks, and global division of labor. When a job can be done remotely, when income can flow in from another time zone, when a school, a hospital, and a community no longer must be provided by the ground beneath your feet, the hard link between where you are and how you live is cut. We call the choice that emerges after this cut geographic freedom, / P. P. Geographic freedom is not about endlessly moving, nor is it a romanticized nomadic life. It is a sober design capability. Given that you can legally, stably, and sustainably choose where to reside, you actively compare locations on cost of living, income purchasing power, quality of life, legal environment, and personal growth, and make the configuration that serves you best. This article starts from first principles, breaks it down clearly, and offers a practical framework you can use immediately, / P. H2 First Principles, Why Location Once Bound Income and Identity, / H2. P. To truly understand geographic freedom, we must return to the bottom facts. Before the Industrial Revolution, income came from land and physical labor, so location naturally bound survival. In industrial society, production needed aggregation, factories and offices fixed workers to specific cities, creating strong coupling between income and place. In the modern nation-state system, passports, tax residency, social security, healthcare, and education are allocated by where you live, further binding identity and welfare to location, / P. P. This produced a long-overlooked consequence. The same person can enjoy vastly different real living standards in different places, even though their ability has not changed at all. In other words, much of the gap in quality of life is not a gap in effort, but a gap in geography. This is the key insight at the starting point of geographic freedom logic. When income and consumption occur in different places, purchasing power creates arbitrage space, / P. P. The so-called first principles means not treating must settle in one place as sacred, but reducing it to a set of decomposable constraints. Where does income come from? What is the cost of living? Does the law allow me to stay long-term? Who provides the public services I need? Once you separate these four things, you find they need not all be satisfied by the same place. After separation, the freedom to recombine appears, / P. H2 What is geographic freedom? From physical constraint to location arbitrage, / H2. P. We illustrate with a concrete example. Suppose a designer whose clients are mainly in developed countries and whose annual income is settled in dollars. His requirements for life quality are not luxurious, but he needs stable internet, pleasant climate, and a safe community. If he lives in the client's high-cost city, most of his income goes to rent and daily expenses. If he moves his living base to a place with lower cost but equally reliable healthcare and internet, the same dollar income buys a clearly higher real standard of living, / P. P. This strategy of earning in the income highlands, spending in the living lowlands is called location arbitrage, and is the most common practical form of geographic freedom. Its essence is not speculation but resource allocation. Put your scarcest resource, time and attention, where output is highest, and put consumptive daily expenses where cost performance is highest. When income and consumption are separated geographically, you gain more active design power over your financial destiny, / P. P. It must be stressed that geographic freedom does not equal the cheaper the better. A place with unstable security, missing healthcare, and frequent internet outages will offset rent savings with risk and efficiency losses. True geographic freedom pursues maximum comprehensive happiness per unit cost of living, not simply minimum spending. This is the standard we will repeatedly calibrate in the framework section, / P. H2 The three pillars of geographic freedom / H2. P to bring the abstract concept down to executable level, geographic freedom rests on three pillars. Missing any one makes it unstable, slash P. P the first pillar is decoupling income from location. You need a source of income that does not depend on a specific office, remote employment, freelancing, digital products, investment cash flow, or any business that settles across time zones. Without this pillar, geographic freedom is water without a source. It requires you to build portable earning ability in advance, rather than discovering your income is locked locally when you want to leave, slash P. P. The second pillar is the arbitrage space in living costs. You need to compare the real cost structures of different places, rent, food, transport, healthcare, education, taxes. Arbitrage is not taking advantage, it is using data to find mispriced combinations. For example, coffee and broadband of the same quality may differ twofold across cities, the same international school tuition may differ severalfold across countries. Quantify these differences so decisions have a basis, slash P. P. The third pillar is sovereignty and compliance. Geographic freedom must be built on legal stay, legal taxation, and legal access to medicine and school. It is never a gray operation evading responsibility, but transparent planning using each country's public, legal visa, tax, and residency policies. Those who ignore compliance will eventually lose freedom itself. Treat compliance as the foundation so geographic freedom can be sustainable long-term. P. H2 Practical Framework, the three-step method of select, trial, settle slash H2. P. After the theory is clear, the key is action. We offer a reusable three-step framework to help you make steady choices amid uncertainty, slash P. P. The first step is selection. Do not pick cities by feeling, build a scorecard with at least these dimensions, visa friendliness, cost of living, internet security and speed, healthcare accessibility, climate fit, language and cultural barrier, community and peer density, and time zone distance from income sources. Score and weight each dimension, then shortlist 3 to 5 candidates, rather than plunging into one place that sounds nice. Slash P. P. The second step is trial stay. Any place looks great in short videos and travel notes, but real life is another matter. Give yourself a 1 to 3 month trial period, live with your real work rhythm, and record daily energy, expenses, social life, and work efficiency. The core of a trial stay is not tourism, but validating the place with your future daily life. Many places perfect in imagination expose commuting, noise, or loneliness problems after a trial, slash P. P. The third step is settlement. After the trial passes, handle long-term residency procedures, bank opening, insurance configuration, mail and address management, and tax filing paths, the back office systems. The settlement stage must not be rushed, because once the life system is connected, migration cost rises significantly. By smoothing the back office, you truly gain geographic freedom with an adjustable base, rather than being trapped somewhere again, slash P. H2 let the numbers speak, concrete calculation of location arbitrage slash H2. P. Geographic freedom is most easily discussed emotionally, but we must turn it into arithmetic. Suppose your portable annual income is $60,000, converted to local currency for living. In a high-cost city, after tax and deducting rent and basic expenses, the monthly disposable part may be tiny. In a lower-cost city with qualified infrastructure, the same income after similar deductions may double or more in disposable part. Slash P. P. The key metrics here are savings rate and purchasing power surplus. Savings rate equals income minus necessary expenses, divided by income. Purchasing power surplus equals the life quality the same money can buy locally. A place that pushes your savings rate below a warning line means you have not gained freedom, only changed where you stay tense. Comparing these two numbers horizontally makes the of places immediately visible, rather than staying at the level of feeling, slash P. P. Also calculate one-time migration costs, flights, deposits, furniture, visa lawyer fees, and living expenses during the gap. If these costs take 2 years to amortize, the arbitrage is not worthwhile in the short term. Mature geographic freedom practitioners include payback period in decisions, avoiding being blinded by long-term narratives about short-term cash flow, /P. H2 Risk Map, 5 Common Traps of Geographic Freedom, /H2. P. Any freedom comes with responsibility, and geographic freedom especially so. The following 5 traps are most common. Identifying them early saves many detours, /P. P. The first is visa interruption risk. Many low-cost places offer tourist visas or short visa-free stays, with long-term remote work in a gray area. Once policy tightens, you are forced to leave and the life system collapses instantly. The response is to prioritize countries with clear digital nomad visas or long-term residency paths, legalizing your stay, /P. P. The second is mismatch of healthcare and insurance. When sick in an unfamiliar place, language barriers and medical system differences amplify risk. Be sure to configure international health insurance covering the local area before departure, and identify the nearest qualified hospital. Write what to do when sick into the plan, rather than panicking when it happens, /P. P. The third is loss of social connection and belonging. Long-term migrants often fall into the loneliness of feeling like a visitor everywhere. Geographic freedom is not disconnection. You need to deliberately maintain stable cross-location relationships and build deep connections in one base. Otherwise, freedom becomes the price of drifting, /P. P. The fourth is tax complexity. Different tax residences have different rules on global income and days of residence. Misjudgment may cause double taxation or compliance holes. Geographic freedom practitioners should treat tax structure as a design object, consult qualified advisors, and optimize through legal paths rather than evasion, /P. P. The fifth is income fragility. When your portable income comes from a single client or platform, one change can cut the entire life base. The foundation of geographic freedom is income resilience. Diversifying sources and building cash buffers matters more than picking a city, /P. H2 Toolbox, preparations from visa to bank, /H2. P. Turn abstract principles into a checklist. Below is a basic toolbox for geographic freedom practitioners. At the visa level, build a country-classified visa policy table marking duration, workability, long-term conversion path, and required materials. At the bank level, keep a stable local currency account for income and open a local account at the residence for daily use, watching foreign exchange limits and fees. At the medical level, configure international health insurance and save emergency contacts and hospital lists, /P. P. At the network level, have at least 2 of portable router, local SIM, and satellite backup to ensure work does not stop on outage. At the housing level, prioritize flexible short-term, cancelable listings to lower migration friction. At the community level, join the destination city's remote worker community, mutual aid groups, or interest clubs in advance so you have contacts on day one. At the documents level, encrypt and backup passport, visa, insurance, credentials, and contracts to the cloud, and carry paper copies, /P. P. This checklist need not be complete at once, but it defines the boundary of being prepared. When you can painlessly migrate to a new base within a week while keeping income, healthcare, network, and social 4 things online, you truly possess geographic freedom, /P. H2 Case Breakdown, 1 Remote Engineer's Year, /H2. P. To bring the abstract framework to life, a concrete person helps clarify the whole picture. Imagine a back-end engineer employed by a distributed team, paid in euros, needing only a laptop and stable internet. He originally lived in a high-cost Western European city. After tax, rent, and commute, little remained, savings rate stayed below 10%, and he had little choice about the future. After reading a framework like this, he decided to redesign his life with the 3-step method of select, trial, settle, /P. P. In selection, he scored and shortlisted 3 candidates, a Southeast Asian city, an Eastern European city, a South American city, across visa, cost, internet, healthcare, and climate. In the trial stage, he first flew to the Southeast Asian city for 2 full months, living with his real work rhythm, recording that monthly expenses dropped to a third, internet was stable, the community had many similar remote workers, but the humid rainy season lowered his focus. So he tried the Eastern European city next, found the climate and security more to his liking, healthcare closer to European standards, and finally chose it as his base, /P. In settlement he obtained a legal digital nomad visa, opened a local account, configured international health insurance covering the Schengen area, and smoothed the tax filing path into transparent compliance. A year later his savings rate rose from under 10% to over 40%, and the same income bought a better apartment, regular exercise, and 2 annual family visits. The key was not he moved somewhere cheap, but that he actively decoupled income and consumption geographically and legally fixed the freedom long term. This case shows geographic freedom is an engineering replicable by ordinary people, not luck of a few, /H2 psychological building, from settling anxiety to choice confidence, /H2P. Finally, we address something more hidden yet more critical than tools, the mind. Many people both long for and fear geographic freedom, rooted in the must-settle narrative implanted since childhood. We equate moving with losing control, long stays with safety, so even when the status quo is unsatisfying we dare not take the first step. To gain geographic freedom, rewrite this inner script first, /P. The first step is redefining stability. True stability is not a fixed location, but strong enough income resilience, emergency cash, and adaptability that you can stand firm wherever you land. A person locked to one local job is actually more fragile than one with multiple income sources who can migrate anytime. Moving the source of stability from place to ability turns anxiety into initiative /P. The second step is destigmatizing leaving. Leaving a place is not betrayal, nor forever not returning. Geographic freedom practitioners treat location as an adjustable parameter, not a life sentence. You may deeply love a city and stay long, but that should be a sober choice, not a default of not daring to move. When you know I can leave any time, you can instead stay at ease, /P. The third step is accepting imperfection and dynamic adjustment. No place scores full on every dimension. Geographic freedom is not finding utopia, but making good enough trade-offs with a scorecard and adjusting frankly at the six-month review. Mature geographic freedom practitioners do not pursue one right choice, but a system that keeps correcting. When you shift from find the ultimate answer to build an iterable process, choice confidence grows naturally. This psychological building is the premise for all the tools above to work, /P. H2 turning geographic freedom into an iterable system, /H2P. Finally, geographic freedom is not a one-time escape, but a continuously iterating system. We suggest a location review every 6 months. Does the current base still meet the scorecard? Have income and cost structures changed? Are body, relationships, and growth being cared for? If any item fails continuously, launch the next round of select, trial, settle. /P. The beauty of a system is that it turns anxiety into process. You no longer agonize, did I choose the wrong city, but acknowledge that choice is dynamic adjustment. You no longer envy others' lifestyles, because you have your own scorecard and review rhythm. Geographic freedom ultimately points not to a place, but to a capability, in any environment, to design for yourself a sustainable, affordable, dignified life structure, /P. When you master this capability, the world is no longer a fixed coordinate you must endure, but an optional menu you can configure autonomously. You can still root deeply in a place you love, but that will be an active, sober choice, not a passive result kidnapped by default settings. This is the most precious gift of geographic freedom, /P.